Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
On we go with our All of It Spooktacular. So if you are grumpy or cranky, well, we're going to just go for it and lean into these opportunities to be joyful. So we hope you'll come along for the ride. Let's talk scary screen time. All right, the forecast for this weekend is looking spookily rainy and cloudy, so if you end up deciding to haunt your own house, you might want to treat yourself to a scary movie. Here with us now is WNYC Gothamist Arts and Culture editor Ben Yakis. Hi, Ben.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, first on your list is The Terminator from 1984, the original, directed by James Cameron. What do you think makes The Terminator a good movie for a Halloween weekend?
Yeah, so I had never seen it before, and I watched it recently for the first time, and I was expecting it to be an action sci-fi film like all the sequels, and I was really surprised to see that, like, at its core, this is a really good B-movie with the pacing of a horror movie, and it shares a huge amount of DNA with other slasher flicks of the time. I think it was heavily influenced by John Carpenter's work, in particular with Halloween. And if you think about it, Arnold Schwarzenegger's T-800 is really not so different from Jason from those films. He's a cold, emotionless killing machine who barely speaks. He only has like 17 lines in the film. And Sarah Connor checks all the boxes of the final girl horror trope. She's the last person standing. She has a connection to the killer. She manages to survive while literally everyone around her is killed left and right. And she ultimately has to battle the bad guy alone in the end.
Well, as you said, he only has one of 17 lines. And we know what one of them is. Let's take a listen.
I'm a friend of Sarah Connor. I was told that she's here. Could I see her, please?
No, can't see her. She's making a statement.
Where is she?
Look, it may take a while. You want to wait? There's a bench over there.
I'll be back.
So if you Google Terminator Halloween movie, you find this debate that comes up every year about whether the Terminator is sci-fi or horror. Ben, in your professional opinion, where do you fall?
I would now say, if someone asked me, I would say it's a horror movie with elements of sci-fi and action. But at its core, it's a horror movie.
So this movie came out in 84, and there have been five more movies, spin-off projects, plenty of movies inspired by the original that have the benefit of modern technology. How does this original compare to the rest of the franchise, and how do the visuals hold up?
I think the general consensus is that the first two Terminator films, Terminator and Terminator 2, Judgment Day, are really the only really good films in the series. The other sequels and projects, they all have some serious flaws, or everything gets really confusing. What happens is, after that first movie, it really leans into the action and the sci-fi elements. And the problem is that it gets incredibly convoluted and confusing very quickly as a result. So the first two movies really are the only two that I would super recommend to anybody to watch. And then in terms of the FX, in Terminator, it was a lot of miniatures and stop motion animation. And it was done by a team of artists, including Stan Winston. And Winston is a legend. If you've ever seen The Thing, Aliens, Predator, Edward Scissorhands, Terminator 2, those are all movies that he worked on.
Wow.
And I thought it was pretty cool. Like, towards the end of the film, there is this long shot where the T-800 has been melted down essentially to like a skeletal like robot. And it has that stop motion element to it. And I thought, especially nowadays, I feel so numb to CGI. All of the movies, the big action movies, they have so much CGI. It's so uncanny and unreal. I very much prefer anything like the stop motion or anything that's more practical effects.
That is Terminator. It is one of the recommendations from WNYC and Gothamist Arts and Culture editor Ben Yakis. Hey, listeners, if you want to get in on this conversation and shout out your favorite spooky movie, we'd love to hear it. It could be an art house film. It could be a classic. It could be campy. 212-433-WNYC.
212-433-9692, or you can hit us up on social media at AllOfItWNYC. That's for Twitter and Instagram. We are putting together a list of movies you might want to watch this weekend because it is going to be kind of rainy, at least on Saturday. All right, this is from 1977. Suspiria. It's a cult film directed by Italian filmmaker Dario Argento. Who is this movie good for?
Yeah, so this is a supernatural horror film, and it's about a bunch of murders and weird occurrences all taking place at an elite ballet school in Germany. And it's good for anyone who likes their horror to be a little less realistic, a little more dreamlike and impressionistic. It's anyone who likes their horror films more on the arty side as opposed to jump scares. Now, there is stabbing and gore for sure. So it's not for anybody squeamish. There is a crazy shot of a beating heart being stabbed repeatedly at one point. So it definitely is a florid movie.
And I do love its trailer. So we're going to play about a minute of the Suspiria trailer. This is from 1977, and it's chef's kiss.
Roses are red, violets are blue, but the iris is the flower that will mean the end of
Suspiria!
You can run from Suspiria. From Suspiria. Suspiria. But you cannot escape Suspiria. The only thing more terrifying than the last 12 minutes of Suspiria are the first 92.
Is that the best?
That's so good.
Suspiria is the name of the film. Now, you did not recommend the remake. There was a remake in 2018 starring Tilda Swinton and Dakota Johnson.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest here. I haven't seen the remake yet. I had heard some things about it that made me a little less interested, even though I generally like that filmmaker. But it's not trying to do the same thing with color and sound. One of the things that's so cool about this film is its use of the exaggerated colors, which have been very influential in other psychological horror movies. And it has this like technicolor red that makes blood look unreal, like creamy neon tomato paste. It's beautiful. And my understanding is the remake is very different. It's a very different thing.
That's Suspiria. Let's go to Morgan online, to calling in from Maplewood, New Jersey, who has a recommendation that's actually on your list, Ben. Hi, Morgan.
Oh. Hey, thanks for taking my call. For fans who are not into jump scares, not into a traditional slasher fic, I have got to recommend The Witch, a New England folktale. It is like the ultimate slow burn, unease horror movie with the iconic baddie, Black Phillip.
Thank you, Morgan, for calling in. Tell us more about The Witch, Ben.
Yeah, that was next up on my list. And she nailed it. It is a really unnerving film. That is about a Puritan family in New England in the 17th century. And it touches on a lot of different themes, including religious extremism, civilization versus nature, and fears of female sexuality. And there's a lot of satanic imagery, but as she said, there's no jump scares. It's all about the ambiance in the film.
Let's talk to, the lines are filling up. Let's talk to line four is Janet calling in from Manhattan. Hi, Janet. Thanks for calling all of
them. Oh, hi. Hi, I have a recommendation of a good ghost story, a good Halloween story for the squeamish. There's no blood and gore. There's no horror in it. But I guess it qualifies for Halloween because there is a ghost. And it's a movie called The Uninvited, with Ray Milland and a woman playing his sister. They move into a house, which they discover has a ghost, and they spend there the hour and a half of the movie discovering, it's really a mystery. Why is the ghost there? What is the ghost trying to accomplish? And how can they get rid of the ghost? And it's very well done. It's intelligent. It's well acted. And it's for the squeamish, which is why I love it.
Thank you so much for that offering, Janet. We appreciate it. Cindy's calling in from Bay Shore on line one. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. I want to hear what you are recommending we should watch this Halloween weekend.
It's a movie not many people have seen, but it scares the heck out of me. Night of the Hunter with Robert Mitchum. It is so creepy, and he is so creepy in the movie. It's just wonderful, and the cinematography is great, but it gives you the chills. It really does.
Thanks for the call. Let's go to line five. John in Brooklyn calling in with a scary movie. Hi, John.
Hi, how you doing?
I am doing great. What's your recommendation?
It would be The Innocents with Deborah Kerr. It's an adaptation of The Turn of the Screw by Henry James. The screenplay is by Truman Capote. It's got some really great, grab your partner because it's scary moments in it. It's beautifully done. Black and white movie.
Thanks for calling in, John. We appreciate it. Anybody else want to get in on this conversation? We want to hear your favorite spooky, scary movies. They can be art house films, classics, campy. Let us know. 212-433-WNYC. 212-433-9692, or hit us up on social media at All of It WNYC. My guest this hour is Ben Yakis, WNYC's arts and culture editor. So on your list that you've made, by the way, thank you so much for putting together this list, you have two Cronenbergs for the price of one. You're recommending The Fly and Videodrome. All right, why these two in particular?
So Cronenberg is one of my favorite directors.
Oh, who's that?
That is my dog in the background.
What's his name, her?
That's TK.
Okay, hi, TK.
TK was on a walk, but he just came back a little bit early.
It's all good.
He wasn't aware how long I was going to be on the radio today, so he's just very excited. Cronenberg specializes in body horror. And in most of his films from the 70s, 80s, and 90s, he's fascinated with the ways that human flesh could intermingle with technology, the way that the physical reflects the psychological. So his movies are very much about body horror and about the icky particulars of these body transformations. For people who are not super familiar with his work, for people who aren't sure how they feel about wading into the body horror genre, I usually recommend The Fly first because it's kind of his most commercial film, and it stars Jeff Goldblum and Gina Davis at the height of their Hollywood power. They were the it couple of the 80s at the time. And it's a relatively straightforward remake of a classic 50s sci-fi story. And then if you're someone who likes that, if you already know you're into that, Videodrome to me is the most pure Cronenberg. It is the espresso of Cronenberg films that is just a pure distillation of all the themes, all the weirdness, and all the ideas that he was interested in put into one really cool punk rock kind of film.
Well, let's listen to a clip of The Fly, starring Jeff Goldblum, as you mentioned, pretty far into his fly transformation.
Have you ever heard of insect politics? Neither have I. Insects don't have politics. They're very brutal. No compassion, no compromise. We can't trust the insect. I'd like to become the first insect politician. You see, I'd like to, I'm afraid.
I don't know what you're trying to say.
I'm saying, I'm saying I'm an insect who dreamt he was a man and loved it. But now the dream is over and the insect is awake.
That is from The Fly, one of Ben Yakis' recommendations. Let's talk to Austin on line 3, calling in from Westchester. Hi, Austin.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Tell us.
I wanted to recommend The House of the Devil by Ty West. He's a fairly young filmmaker. And the movie takes place in the 80s during the Satanic Panic, I guess it's called. And it's just a very well done movie. And, you know, it's spooky. It's not a lot of gore, but there's a lot of, you know, it's very climactic as it reaches the end. And I recommend it as a first kind of movie by Ty West.
Austin, thank you so much for calling in. Let's go to Toby, who is on line 2, calling in from Brooklyn. Hi, Toby.
Hi, good afternoon. This is very exciting. One movie is called Memento from 2000, and it's about a guy who can't keep his memories, and he's covered with tattoos, and he's trying to trace his life. And it's almost like two different stories weaved into one, but they all involve this one guy. And then the other one is a Swedish sort of a romantic vampire movie called Let the Right One In, which is a just delightful movie.
Thank you so much, Toby. I love Guy Pearce Memento. Hey, by the way, Jackie on Twitter also endorses Let the Right One In, as well as Cabin in the Woods. Let's see who else on social media. We've got Nightbreed is a suggestion. Chicken JFK via Instagram. Scariest movie of all time. The Other. Saw it accidentally at age 7 and have been unnerved ever since. Hope that works out for you. Fred from Twitter says, The Haunting, 1963, based on the novel The Haunting of Hill House. Stay as far away from the 1999 remake as humanly possible. Thank you for the warning, Fred. Okay, so you mentioned body horror, Ben. And in your body horror list, you have the movie Cats as a bonus pick.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you see it's a scary film on a few different existential levels. The first time you see the film Cats, you're going to walk away bewildered at what you just witnessed. You're going to be disoriented. Even if you've seen the original musical, that doesn't explain what the heck happened with the visuals here. And it's going to leave you with questions like, why do the cats look like that? Is that really how cats move? Do cats wear cat suits? Why is Dame Judi Dench here? I saw this movie for the first time at 11 p.m. on HBO. I was just channel surfing, and I happened to stumble upon it beginning. And I am still haunted by some of the images that I saw in this film. I had to rewatch it a couple weeks later because I was like, I dreamt that. That wasn't real. But the whole sequence with Rebel Wilson unzipping her catsuit to reveal another layer of cat, I don't understand what anybody was thinking there. It's scary. It's really scary. And there's little cats with the faces of children.
You have made a case. I feel like frightening people. Here's a little bit.
We need to rebrand this a Halloween movie, I think.
Here's cats.
Because jellicles can, and jellicles do.
Jellicles do, and jellicles can.
Jellicles can, and jellicles do.
Jellicles do, and jellicles can.
Jellicles can, and jellicles do.
And you ride on a broomstick to places far distant.
Familiar we condole
with the
and with Belle.
Were you Whittington's friend?
The Pied Piper's assistant.
Have you I can't do this to my listeners any longer. That's just not right or fair. Let's go to Joe calling in from Middle Village. Okay. Hi, Joe.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What is going to scare me in the Movieville?
There's a great film from 2019. It's called The Vigil by director Keith Thomas. It's not bloody or gory, but it's set in Williamsburg, and it's about a Jewish demon and a gentleman who is sitting shiver for this corpse that has to confront the demon and try to save this guy's soul.
Thank you for the recommendation. A lot of people recommending The Others, where ghosts, to their horror, realize that they are ghosts. Let's get Matthew from Montclair on line 5, if we can. Hi, Matthew.
Hello. Hey, how you doing? I am going to recommend the movie Reanimator. It's a 1985, I think, kind of like low budget, over the top, gross out comedy where you see the flaws. Kind of like, it was the beginning for me at least of like discovering trauma films like Toxic Avenger and things like that. But Reanimator is the ultimate.
Thank you so much. So Ben, we're going to wrap it up in a minute, but you have another classic on here, Alien. Why are you picking Alien?
It is a great creepy sci-fi horror film that just builds tension all throughout. It does the Jaws thing where it builds up the anticipation to see the actual alien. And then it, unlike some of the other imitators of Jaws, it really, because of how good the work was done with the FX, it really pays off your expectations. And then the other thing is that it is an incredibly lived-in looking film. There's ashtrays and coffee cups all around the ship. Everything looks slightly worn. It's wonderfully detailed. The face huggers, the chest bursters are all terrifying. It is a perfect movie to watch in pitch dark with the sound turned way up.
Well, speaking of sound, we've got a pretty scary clip from Alien. This is a scene where Dallas gets attacked. Warning, there is a jump scare.
Am I Claire Lambert? I want to get the hell out of here.
Oh, God, it's moving right towards you. Move, get out of there. Would you move? Dallas! Move, Dallas! Move, Dallas! Get out! Oh. No, Dallas! Way the other way! Go!
Dallas?
No.
Dallas?
From Alien. Let's see. We've got Amy's suggesting try 10 Little Indians 1965 version. Wonderfully creepy and draws you in. And of course, the original Blair Witch Project scared the life out of me. Okay, Ben, if you had to pick one more film, which would you pick?
Probably, Mamma Mia. Because it's, first off, it'll scare you how much you love the film. But then once you hear Pierce Brosnan singing SOS, you will have chills, and not in a good way.
Ben Yakis is Gothamist Arts and Culture Editor. Thanks for putting the list together, Ben.
My pleasure.
And thanks to everybody who called in.